I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Notice the network's website got hacked today?
The network? The entire RBN network?
Yeah, the website itself got hacked.
Really? Wow.
It was some Algerian hacking group, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
That hacked the network. And
those Algerians hate us.
They do. They hate our freedoms.
Yeah, they do. They hate our freedoms, just like the 19 terrorists who, you know, used to go to strip clubs, you know, and then decided to fly jets into the buildings because they would have 72 virgins, you know.
Muhammad Atta.
Yeah, Muhammad Atta leading the charge, of course. But some of them managed to dematerialize from those planes and appear live other places, Bob. It even walked into U.S. embassies and said, hey, you know, the guy in the picture, that's me. It's not me. No, I'm here. I'm Oops. Alive.
Yeah, Steve-O, you know who we got coming on next hour, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited. G. Edward Griffin. And
how'd you know?
Well, because we've been ready for this all week. We've been telling people. I've got his book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, right here. And, of course, we could talk about that. Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people suggest that he took a lot of his work from Eustace Mullins' work.
Well, he did. Yeah, well, of course. But, you know, this has been a compounding amount of information against the Federal Reserve for a long time. I like the book. I mean, there's some minor disagreements I have with some of the trivial points, of course, but the overall direction of reveals the evils of the Federal Reserve and the creature from Jekyll Island and the multi-headed beast we call, you know, the Federal Reserve today, the international banking cartels. So
absolutely. Well, we're not actually going to cover that. We're going to get into some health stuff with G. Edward Griffin. He actually knows quite a bit about the AIDS fraud.
Yes, he does, and we don't want him to rest upon his accolades and talk too much about the book. We will mention it, of course, and I would love to spend 2 hours talking to him about the book, but we have important things that are happening right now, Bob. And just like, you know, you and I who've done great radio shows in the past and great work, we shall not rest upon our accolades. We shall commence to go further to help everything we can possibly create and do for our listeners because we're committed to that cause.
Absolutely. That sounded like you were so full of it. It's not even funny. Hey, did you hear about the new petition to add more fluoride to the water?
Oh, man, we need more fluoride, Bob. It's good for your teeth.
Yeah.
Helps your bones, builds strong bodies 12 ways.
Well, recently, Brannigan from Las Vegas decided to ask people if they would sign a petition to add more...
Nick Brannigan here with Health Conspiracy...
...fluoride to the water.
Me and my friend, Vicky LaPage, we're back. And this time, we're going to see how many people we can get to sign a petition to add more fluoride into the water. So let's see how many people are idiots and will sign this and how many people actually read and are not sleeping at the wheel. Let's do it.
Sounds good.
All right, Steve, so what do you think? How many are going to do it?
60% more.
Let's see what happens.
Sign a petition to put more fluoride into water because it's good for teeth, too, but it's also good at lowering the intelligent quotient of kids because we don't want too many smart kids running around. It's better to...
My student's already a straight-A student.
Oh, there you go.
He's president of the school club. He's in the chess club, and he plays the piano and the bass.
Awesome. So
right.
If
my
we...
My birthday? You want my birthday?
Just birthday, zip code. And so if we give your student fluoride, we can decrease that and bring them down to the rest of the population.
No, we don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. You just get your signature and we can put the fluoride in the water. We appreciate that. We appreciate you.
I don't drink water, but he does.
Awesome.
Thank you for your support.
All right.
Wow. Oh, Sheehan.
I don't know, man.
Did she say she didn't drink Florida? All right. Well, so we got one that signs the petition here, Steve.
Okay, for more fluoride.
You know, so she was drinking a lot of fluoride herself. It sounded like, geez.
Yeah, it sounds like it, you know. I think all
right. What are we? Zero for one or one for zero?
One person who didn't pay attention, so she doesn't.
All right.
One
down. All right. Let's
like
see
a
how
proud
many,
mother with no idea. Okay. So
let's see how many more sign this petition to add more fluoride to the water supply. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh my gosh.
I think she got it, but she didn't get it. Because when the fluoride goes in the water, we just need your name right there. It's shown to lower the IQ of children, and we think that is something that we need. If you could just do your date of birth and zip code, we'd really appreciate that. What fluoride does is...
All right, she was signing it. Another person signs it, Steve. Let's see. How many people are going to sign this petition? So far, we got two of them signing it. Should we see what the next person does? All right, so we got a black gentleman now. Seems to be in his 30s.
What fluoride does, it's good for the teeth of children, so you want to add more into water, and it lowers their intelligent quotients. Is what? Because we don't need that, so I just date of birth, zip code.
Hey, gentlemen.
Another person signed it. All right, let's see how many, real quick, how many others are going to sign? Let's see what
happens. Three out of three so far?
Three out of three?
You guys want to add a sign my petition, please? To add more fluoride in the water?
More fluoride.
You want
players? Yeah. I got kids, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, one denied.
You know what I'm saying? What did he say?
One denied. He said we more fluoride, we want less. All right, so now we have two black males. Let's see what they say about the petition.
I love America.
I support the kids.
Yeah, it's good to support the kids with the fluoride because it's what America needs. You do agree?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, we just appreciate your signature supporting us.
And there's another one, so we got four for the... Petition.
4-1.
One who did not sign it so far.
Making children dumber and making the world a better place overall, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, we.
All right, there's another one. All right, so they keep signing it. I think at the end of this video, there was at least 80% of the people who signed it. Now, I don't know if they showed all the people that wouldn't sign it or said something about it. Many people just walked by, of course.
Yeah, that's what. I mean, it's so hard to get people to sign anything. In terms of a petition these days, I'm surprised
right.
that people would sign that, just flippantly, like the first mother and some of the others. But, well, what do you say? What was the guy's name, Brannigan?
Yeah, he invited me on his show a long time ago, and I kind of stood him up.
Well, you
I stood him up.
Why'd you do that, Bob? You see, that's why people stand you up sometimes, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's bad karma.
Yeah, I never.
No, I didn't stand him up. I let me rephrase that. I never followed through with him booking.
I've had a few mistakes in my life where I haven't followed up on things I intended to, but you know that happens to those of us who.
Yeah, I intended. I mean, I'm a busy guy, Steve. Busy guy. So yeah, I still can't get over the website being hacked earlier today. That is
strange. Yes, it is, and it's a little bit like the big hacking that took place on Mount Gox with the Bitcoin issue.
We're going to get into some Bitcoin issues for a little bit. Yeah. We have the premiere of the Bitcoin Minute coming
Bitcoin
up.
Minute.
That's going to be played next segment. It's called the Bitcoin Minute, and it's produced by Rex Brocky, our resident Bitcoin expert.
Excellent. Rex Brocky.
Play that for the listeners.
Rex says the darndest things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those that don't know what Steve's talking about, Rex many moons ago was on Kids Say the Darnest Things, and he still is saying the darnest things.
Art Linkletter's house party, and Rex was one of their favorite guests. And we've had him on. Really? You could tell. Yes, he was. I guess he was on several times. He was a kiddie star. That was a show that I watched when I was a kid.
I wonder if I can do a YouTube search and find it.
You might be able to. It'd be kind of interesting if you found some of the old Kids Say the Darndest Things on Art Linkletter's house party. You'll see young Rex Bronchi saying the darndest things, and he still does it. He's got a great book out now called Vampire Dreams, by the way. It's been reviewed by the New York Times, one of their reviewers, very highly. So he's doing really well with that. We appreciate the try to help Rex. And, of course, we will have the Bitcoin Minute, some updates on what happened with all that. And G. Edward Griffin. Yes, excellent
coming up
show.
Next hour.
Excited.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
I'll say.
Welcome back to the Bob Chesky Show. See if we're going to have to delay our Bitcoin Minute because for whatever reason, the file is not loading on my computer. Technical difficulties, as they say.
We'll get to it, though.
We will at some point. And we might ask Gio or Griffin how he feels about
it. Yeah, I think it'd be very good to talk to him about gold and silver and Bitcoins and alternative currencies. I think he's an expert on that. And again, we want to bring people up into the future. He's written a great book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. But, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I'd like to get his most recent, things that he's been working on most recently. Like, you know, he helped the guys with the What in the World Are They Spraying video, if you saw him on there. He's been very vocal about the HIV/AIDS fraud, and he's still there doing a lot of great work.
Yes, he is. So we'll talk with Gio Griffin in hour number two tonight. For the first hour, we'll open up the phone lines and take calls. If you want to jump on board, 800-313-9443. We'd love to get your thoughts on the hacking that went down today. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. What's going on in the news today? I've been kind of out of the loop, to be honest, Steve.
Well, it looks as though the Russians are certainly not interested at all in losing their warm water port in Crimea, which is just to the south of Ukraine. So there's going to be a major annexation there. They're going to basically overrun the island and take it. And they're going to keep that warm water port open. And their reaction, of course, to the way things are being balkanized and partitioned off in Ukraine will, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen there. But that's one big thing, of course. And then, obviously, the IRS is prepared to enforce Obamacare with fines and fees. You probably saw a little bit of that. There's all kinds of things coming out about that, and especially pertaining to new legislation that allows the IRS even more jurisdiction in many cases. And so these are the kinds of things that are coming about, and we'll be looking into that. We covered those three new executive orders from Mr. Obama last night, or I'm sorry, it was Monday night. I think about last night when I'm on Monday. But you had
Ralph Epperson on last night, by the way.
Yes, I heard that, Ralph Epperson. Yeah.
Cracks me up.
Yeah, pretty good, but he did talk about a lot of these things, of course, and you know, we've had Ralph on many times, but there's a lot of other things that are happening, and some very interesting news, of course, about TEPCO now from Zero Hedge. Did you see this story? TEPCO admits Fukushima radiation significantly undercounted, and that's a story from Zero Hedge. We can get into that if you want, Bob, but... let me just read the first paragraph, at least. From Zero Hedge, February 26th, it says, from April to September of 2013, as Bloomberg reports, TEPCO admits that the levels of radiation measured from water samples around the destroyed Fukushima nuclear reactor were significantly undercounted. We assume it was more a mere coincidence that during this very same time, Shizuno Abe proclaimed a 2020 Olympics that would be safe and used many of these readings as evidence. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of things coming out. We've seen the maps now that the radiation is reaching the West Coast. And we've had John on, who's our resident expert on telling us about the dangers of the Fukushima radiation. And we follow up with that. And I said we would. We continue because it is a real problem still and will be, friends, for a long time to come. So it's beginning to break open again, and it doesn't go away. Those of us in the alternative media, Bob, you in particular, have been foremost in following this story, as we will continue to do.
It rained today here. It poured. And every time it rains, my wife gets all crazy because she doesn't want the baby in the rain in fear that there's radioactive fallout. And I'm not poo-pooing that idea, but it's pretty scary to think that that might be a factor, that that might be something that we have to think about when we go out in the rain, that our bodies, our children, if, you know, they go out in the rain. I remember when you could play in the rain, and that was a cool thing to do. But we don't feel comfortable having our son going out and playing in the rain.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of strontium and aluminum and all kinds of things dispersed from jet engines out there now. I mean, you know, it's not just that it's Fukushima and radiation. There's all kinds of other problems out there in the rain. And I'm not trying to be, you know, paranoid about, you know, the natural events of rain, which should be welcome to everybody, but unless it's excessive, of course, in flooding. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty scary as to what's up there in the atmosphere now, what's coming down on us all over the place. And we need a citizens panel of people out there, you know, checking this material for toxins and looking at what's in the rain, what's in the water. Yep.
What's in the rain? And it's not just radiation. I guess there's other stuff as well.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. And we're watching it, and our listeners are watching it or listening and paying attention as well. We do appreciate all of our folks out there who, you know, are a part of this show and get our information out, those of us who are, you know, all working together to get this podcast out to people. We do appreciate your attention and your help. And by the way, you can go to BobTuscan.com and see the blogs and see the things in the chat room and various articles, and you can help Bob too. So,
what a wonderful plug, Steve.
That was a nice plug, wasn't it?
Tomorrow we're going to talk about debt for a bit. We have a guest coming on for the first hour of the show to talk a little bit about debt, the nature of debt. I guess that's a good follow-up to our show with Gio Griffin today, who discusses how the Federal Reserve prints debt-based currency, and that all money is debt.
And they would not be able to do that if there was no debt. That's the way it works, debt-based currency. And we will talk a little bit about that and, of course, some of the other solutions. There are solutions to it. And, you know, I'm going to ask him about Glass-Steagall and see if he believes that we should return to that or something like it, if that would be a step, because that's what a lot of people are advocating today, and we'll get into that. We'll talk a lot about economics with G. Edward Griffin, and but also all these other topics and things that are going on right now. I mean, it's not just that's one of the biggest issues, of course, but we have the kind of pollution coming from places like Fukushima, when we have chemtrails, genetically modified foods, when we have all these toxins in the medicines, we have problems related to vaccines. I heard a lot of programs on that today again. It's still there. Guillain-Barré and all kinds of other diseases that people are developing with these vaccines. And then we have the pharmaceutical industry and the food industry and everything like that. It's time for us to, as listeners and people out there, you know, paying attention, to really try to do something and work in a coordinated effort to stop this stuff. And we've got to find a way to get coordinated and do that.
Absolutely, Steve. All right, so a couple stories on the front page of BobTuscan.com that I want to get into next on the show. Let's see if I can just give you a quick heads up here of what we're going to talk about. Utah lawmaker floats bill to cut off NSA data center's water supply. Gotta love that idea. And the Ohio National Guard portrayed gun rights supporters as domestic terrorists during a drill. We'll talk about that when we get back on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Utah lawmaker floats bill to cut off NSA data center's water supply. Maybe add a little bit more fluoride. I guess there's plenty of fluoride in it already. The National Security Agency, already under siege in Washington, faces a fresh attempt to curtail its activities from a Utah legislator who wants to cut off the surveillance agency's water supply. Mark Roberts, first-term Republican lawmaker in the Beehive State, plans this week to begin a quest to check government surveillance starting at a local level. He will introduce a bill that would prevent anyone from supplying water to the $1 billion-plus data center the NSA is constructing in his state at Bluffdale. The bill is about telling the federal government, quote, if you want to spy on the whole world and American citizens, great. We're not going to help you. Supporters of the bill freely admitted they're at a disadvantage. Roberts is still talking with colleagues to find co-sponsors. His activist allies expect a steep uphill struggle against the NSA's supporters in conservative Utah, as well as business groups whom Roberts expects will argue that the data center will create jobs and bolster the local economy.
Wow. Well, you know, just think about this, Bob. We don't want to have a bill that limits the NSA if it creates jobs. I mean, we can trash the Constitution, but we need jobs. You know,
the only jobs left.
I mean, right. I mean, we need people to spy on us for our safety, and that equates to jobs. So trying to cut off their water. I mean, isn't this guy a bit of a radical, a tinfoil hat scumbag? You know, come on.
Now, Steve, I wouldn't go that far, but...
You know, I mean, some people have no sense, Bob.
All right, well, I'll tell you about the National Guard in Ohio portraying gun rights supporters as domestic terrorists during a drill. This is nothing new, but this is, of course, very telling of, well, where we're headed and what the troops may or may not do when there is civil unrest and the armed citizens of this great country stand up and say... enough is enough. But before I get to that story, I want to take a call. We will take calls for the rest of this hour until we bring G. Edward Griffin on next hour. Let's talk to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Mark.
Evening. Hey.
Evening.
Well, I'll tell you, you just follow the money every time, right? And like you say, the money trumps the Constitution quite often these days, so they're going to get a lot of... pushback in the Utah legislature, you know, and I think probably, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I just get the strong intuition that for a good while now, all of the legislatures have been fixed. You know, special bidding rights on the stock market, basically inside information, just, you know, a smaller or an equal model of what's in Washington, D.C., of all the fringe benefits, known and unknown, under the table. That translates into you don't get any laws passed that are in the interest of the American people or any other action out of the state legislatures, if you notice. Very few. You know, as far as the radiation getting to the West Coast, it's been getting over here for a while, but not noticeably. But I was out in the rain. I had to cut a path through a overhanging branches from a tree so I could get to the bird feeding area. And when it rains, everything drops down from the weight of the water, you know, about a foot with this tree. So it gets pretty hard to get underneath it. And when I got back inside, my skin was burning. And it happened on one other occasion that day when I finished a job up. It just didn't quit raining that day. That was about 5 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I take rubbing alcohol and just wipe it down, and it's gone. But until I do that, until I at least get the water dried off, you know, it's a very noticeable burn. Ask Dr. Bill Deagle about that over on Genesis. He's got a show over there, and he did give me the technical reason for that burn, and it is radiation. That's the first time that's happened, but you can just track everything and time it, basically, because it doesn't take long for the rain clouds to get over here from that part of the world. As the Earth rotates around, that really accelerates it. And it's very serious over there. I don't know if you guys have heard, but they stopped the crane operation of removing the fuel rods, the so-called spent fuel rods.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah.
I believe it's on top of reactor number 3, which is the MOX reactor, which a MOX reactor actually produces weapons-grade plutonium. And that operation was the main thing that they were doing over there. Or, you know, that was one of their main reasons for being was to supply the U.S. government with plutonium for weapons production. You know, have to keep up that threat, keep people in that overall fear. And when things do get close, then it comes to mind that, yeah, everybody has nuclear weapons. And how far will it go these days when you have such blatant actions? as I understand it, and I believe it to be this way because I've heard it from the best researchers, and I've heard a version of it from other researchers that do put out good things, but sometimes people get it wrong. And by omission, they really are incorrect. They're correct up to a point, but they don't peel off the next layer of the onion to actually see who's behind this, who was involved in the protest. And, you know, when it comes into George Soros representing his money, it being representative of the EU interest, basically, to bribe over there and bribe the legislature, again, you know, you have that bribe and where it really counts. And then you can really get things to change really fast once they become legal, you know, whether it be abortion or whatever. You know, illegal wars, it doesn't matter. And that's the whole breach in the wall right there, that, you know, the people just, so far they've just had no way to actually offer significant resistance, and that means public. And I think you were talking about it, Steve, and or Bob, you know, that since we have no representation in our legislature, state or federal in this country, that we can anticipate the way things are going to go as long as that condition remains the same, and that they're not in the people's court, but they're in the court of the few people who are actually out to destroy all of God's creation on this planet. So it's going to be an agenda of death manifested through illegal laws, which are enacted by our legislature as well as legislatures in other countries, as it has been going on. And it's so blatant that I think people are more and more realizing, and I think a vast majority, because Congress only has a 6% approval rating, and that's been true for some months now, if not a few years.
Yeah, that's right.
By the American people. And you've got a thing going here where the people are closer to rising up than ever before in mass in an organized way, and it has to be orchestrated and it has to be focused and for effect to actually break through the so-called mass media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, and force them to report on it. You know, and my idea was, just to finish up, gentlemen, I've been floating this for a couple of weeks, and I've mentioned it to a few talk show hosts, and what it comes down to is, number one, organization, and we have the internet to organize, and we do have the constitutionally guaranteed right of freedom of assembly for redress of grievances. And my thought was that we already have a group of people organized in the Patriot Christian Movement, which have identical goals, basically, just to return to the constitutional law of the land as it should be, a legal government, basically, in our interest as the American people. And we have first say-so in those rights not enumerated in the Constitution that are given to the federal government. So we have a lot of power by the Constitution, which is still full valid and always will be. Whether it's actually adhered to and abrogated, that's what's been going on here.
Yeah.
So what we have
Mark,
is... Yeah,
Mark, though, last night, you know, we heard Ralph Epperson, of course, and he cites the Erie... Pennsylvania Railroad case against Tompkins in 1938. He says the Constitution's been out of effect for a long time. I'm not sure I agree, but they're certainly not following it. I think we agree on that, right?
Yeah,
yep, that's the point. Hey, hold on, Mark. We'll hold you over until the next segment, but we have to take a hard break, and we will be back in just seconds.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Coming up next hour, we have J. Edward Griffin coming on, and we'll talk with him. Let's finish up with who do we have on the line? Mark, and then we'll go to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, Bob and Steve. I just wanted to mention, as an aside very quickly, I haven't caught every bit of your shows this week. I guess you're aware of the fact that, at least as of yesterday, that Russian troops have come up in a large number in troop carriers right up to the border with Ukraine, as well as Stuxnets paratroopers have landed in great numbers. So Russia's definitely making some offensive defensive moves here. But it's very serious, and, you know, there's all of their pipelines that they send oil to Europe with that run through the disputed or the chaotic area there that was created in western Ukraine. And in eastern Ukraine, they're much more prone toward Russia, and there are big differences in the language between east and west and all that. But it's got the makings for some serious conflict here if somebody doesn't back down. And I think the EU interests are going to back down, which is the transatlantic banking cartel, you know, the Rothschilds and the Queen of England and the Rockefellers and the Vatican and all that crowd. And I think they're going to back down the same way they backed down out of Syria. And Russia had a big hand in that. And also the British Parliament, if you'll remember, in the House of, I can't remember if it was the House of Commons or the House of Lords, but they actually passed a resolution against Britain getting involved in any kind of...
I mean,
conflict.
They did, Mark, but to be fair, they also had troops on the ground at that point, so...
Yeah, but at any rate, my idea is basically to go back and bring the what's called the Liberty Pole, excuse me, if you've heard of the Liberty Pole, back in pre-revolutionary times in this country. The people would go down to the Liberty Pole, and there would be someone there with the latest news about the trampling of the American people in the American colonies at that time, which grievances are all listed, you know, in the Declaration of Independence and such like this. And that actually, you know, these tyrannical moves by King George the second or the third, I forget, actually was committing through his military in this country. And that would be to actually have a day of rallies, days of rallies that are actually peaceful, and you have selected speakers, and people who are of a mind and a heart to would actually meet in each state to listen to the speakers as they are all coordinated and would come before the people gathered in every state in the country on a day, and, you know, hopefully days to follow, bring it all out into public and actually have lectures about everything that the different excellent hosts talk about on the different networks, Alex Jones all the way to G. Edward Griffin, all the way to yourselves. There is a whole army of radio broadcasters out there, and beyond that, they have a whole army of listeners. And if things can be mobilized, it can be done, to my view, most easily with the individual host on their individual shows, having the audiences get in tune with it, get committed to it, and it could all be organized during the same time and probably be ready, you know, in June or July or whenever it would be decided upon when the weather warms up in a few months. And this is a way that would be very effective to actually seek redress of grievances, which were guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. We have that right of peaceful assembly. So I wanted you gentlemen, being as I know that you're made of that stuff, that you're not just pioneers, but you're high energy and you're very intelligent, and beyond everything, you're very well-intentioned. You're only looking for what we're all looking for, and that is to have, you know, a life with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness actually being manifested in our lives and the lives of our families. So I wanted to just leave you with that, and it's, you know, up for consideration. And I tried to organize a National Day of Repentance going back in 2009 to 2010, and I couldn't really get any interest, and I still feel that's the highest form of what can actually make an improvement in this country, and that is God himself, because he's not with us right now, basically, as a country, and we are under a degree of judgment. But if we do repent of that as, you know, believers, all of us who are believers, that would be the most effective route. But just for God's sake, not to make the country better, but it would be a natural effect that the country would get better if we let God back in. But second to that, what I've just described to you, I think would be very effective on you know, what men can do level, basically speaking, because I think God will bless it because it will be promulgating the truth out into the whole country. And that's what, you know, we lack, and that's what gets suppressed, is the actual publicization of the truth. It's a publicity day for the truth, you might say. It's a number of different things. It would be a very good thing if we could all unite, bring it all together, and leave our personal differences behind between this host and that host and this and that. You know, there's a good bit of backbiting and dissension that goes on, and I think that that's Satan's actions to divide and conquer, and he has his minions
sure.
to do that. Sure.
That's so, the name of the game, Mark.
I really appreciate your time. God bless you.
Thank
guys.
You.
I look forward to speaking with you. Thank you.
Yeah, email me too, and we'll try to get something going. I like your thinking. All right, let's talk to Fred now in Michigan. Hello, Fred. How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan. All right, thank you for the call, Fred.
No.
Satan's son, dude, on the merch.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
what's really on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that was, but I don't have one ready yet. But it's all there in the Synagogue of Satan, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. You ought to interview him sometime.
Yeah, why don't you book him for the show, Fred?
You're in Florida, and there's a Roman Catholic magisterial group that has done a recent compilation of data called Synagogue Rising. And I remember John Lear. I remember John Lear. You mentioned Fukushima earlier. John Lear stated that he has, I don't know what evidentiary proof, but maybe it's intelligent speculation that the Israelis did the number there that induced, because none of the buildings came down. And it seemed to be directed, seemed to be highly directed. And he thought because Japan scientists were assisting Iranian scientists in their domestic nuclear program, that the Israelis being the chosen race and, you know, God's people, and I'm Goyim, and everyone who's not Jewish is Goyim, and, you know, what are we, cattle fit for the slaughter? So what does it matter if a whole, you know, all these American soapbox.
Hey, you know what? You know, though, Fred, I think that is a good point. There's a whole bailiwick of conspiracy theories there, but we're going to ask G. Edward Griffin about some of those questions concerning anything that might have been purposeful and created at Fukushima, because I think you may be onto some of those things. There were financial measures and problems with the yen and the Japanese economy government as well. So, yeah, I'm not blowing all that off.
Steve. I'll break it down for you. It's real simple.
Okay, Bobby. I know.
Every single Jew on this planet was behind Fukushima.
Well, not everyone. You know, come on.
99.9% of the Jews were behind Fukushima.
Okay. Well, I'm not being facetious about it though, because I do think that what Fred is talking about there are some real ramifications.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm getting at?
I'm being facetious.
I could cut them completely out if necessary. Saying that we are dealing with a very large an economical system that the Japanese were moving out of step with very quickly for good reasons, and this could have been a reprisal of some sort. That has been mentioned, and there may be something there. Whether, you know, the Synagogue of Satan, and I'm not being facetious, I'm just saying whether these people were directly involved with it or not, still may not be the total summation of how this whole thing went down.
By the way, guys, hey, contract law is valid, like this Obamacare X, and like Ralph said very scholarly last night, contract law, UCC, is the law of the land, Ralph in Alaska, okay? So,
alrighty, G. Edward Griffin coming on next hour, folks.
With financial